Hello, and thank you for joining me in this study. It is designed for women of all ages. Whether you're married, whether you're single, divorced, widowed, whatever your status in life, this study course is for you. Today in America, women of all ages are needed to stand for godly principles. Thank you for making the commitment to this time of study, and I know God is going to richly bless your life because of it. Several years ago, in my home church, our minister of education came to me and said, Belita, because of your background in fashion, would you teach a study course for women dealing with grooming and style and all of those kinds of matters? I said, well, I really appreciate it, and if you don't mind, I'd like to take a little while to think about it and to pray about it. He said that'd be great. I went home and God really began to deal with me about what women need from God's Word. Oh, it's great for all of us to look our best and to know what the newest thing in fashion is. And I think we should be very conscious of that. But to me, there's something so much more important, something that all of our lives we need to learn more about, and that is the principles God has in His Word for women. So I went back to my friend and I said, you know, I'd love to teach the course. If you don't mind, I said, God's really impressed on my heart. Possibly a study course for women based on Proverbs 31. It talks about an excellent wife. Well, he was real excited about the idea. And so he agreed, and that took me back to my time of study, and before long, teaching this course, which I've now been blessed and given the privilege of teaching all over our country. And that's why this series has evolved for you. It is my real prayer that in the days ahead, that not only will you just listen to the tapes and ask God to speak to you, but that you allow it to change your life, that it becomes something that's life-changing for all the days of your life here on this earth. Thank you for the privilege to be here with you today. Along with your tape series is a booklet that I encourage you to use, take notes in, and of course keep your Bible close by. And now let's turn to Proverbs 31 and read this beautiful passage that God has used to inspire so many women down through the ages. Beginning in verse 10, Proverbs says, an excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night, and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arm strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. When I read that, I was quite overwhelmed. It seems like this woman was capable of doing everything. I felt pretty humble, as you may be feeling right now. Let me tell you that, first of all, this course is not designed to look at this woman and say, oh, I can never be that, because I know And I know you will know by the time we get through that through God's strength and through the precious jewels that we'll find in His Word, that you can be all that this woman is. But remember, this is God's perfect standard set down in the Bible for us to look at, His perfect idea of a wife. I'm grateful that it's here, because it gives me an idea of what God wants from me. Yes, it challenges me, but it lifts me up too when I see things that I'm doing that are right. And that's what I want you to see. Remember, we're all in this together. We're all learning and growing how to be better wives.